Hi there, and welcome to the first ever Cat Doctor podcast. We're starting this podcast because we know how difficult it can be these days to get an immediate appointment with your veterinarian, and we want to help allay any fears you might have by answering questions that we commonly see asked so you can know what to expect when you do get your appointment. We're going to start with vomiting today, which is one of the most searched cat health topics on the internet. Today we have Dr. Allison Bradbury and Dr. Anna K. Guimarães with us. You both practice here at the Cat Doctor, which is Atlanta's first and oldest feline-only vet practice. And I know between the two of you, you have helped thousands of vomiting cats. So let's answer some common questions that we hear from clients about the topic. Sometimes it can be difficult to find an available appointment with your veterinarian of choice. So in that instance, what are some things that you can tell us that would be signs that your cat needs to be seen sooner rather than later, or what can wait until an available appointment becomes open?
Sure, that's a really good thing to think about. I guess my rule of thumb would be if you started to see changes with appetite. So say if the vomiting was causing things like a decrease in appetite, they were acting lethargic or hiding, something that seemed really out of characteristic for them. The biggest thing would be absolutely immediate attention is not being able to keep down any food, any water, just definitely things that look like your cat is feeling very poorly.
Okay, and then Dr. G, one of the things as well that you had brought up when we talked about this before that you didn't bring up was the coffee grounds.
So if we are vomiting frank blood, if we are vomiting something that looks like coffee grounds, those are need to go straight to the emergency room due to possible life-threatening sequelae.
If a cat owner has to wait a couple of days before seeing their veterinarian for an appointment for vomiting, is there anything they can do in the meantime before the appointment that might be a couple of days to maybe a week in the future?
Sure. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of over-the-counter options. So say, you know, like ourselves, like what medications we would use for a human. There's not a lot of great ones for cats. A lot of times I tell people the biggest thing is maybe feeding them smaller meals. Make sure that, you know, it's something that they can keep down a little bit easier. Definitely 100% I say monitor for any additional changes. So say if you think that the vomiting is becoming more frequent or the cat is now skipping meals, anything that we talked about earlier that seems more concerning, I would call the veterinarian to see if they would like to see the cat sooner.
The only thing that I would add is to not abruptly change foods a bunch because that can worsen the situation. And that in general, I wouldn't change the diet without the recommendation of your veterinarian.
Absolutely. I agree.
Once I have an appointment scheduled for my cat, how should I prepare for that visit? And then what questions will I be expected to answer once we arrive?
There's no such thing as too much information. I always encourage owners to keep a journal almost of the frequency, how far from actual eating it is, your normal diet, take pictures of the vomit. Like I said, any information you can provide us will help put the puzzle pieces together of what the exact cause is.
Yes, I agree. I always tell people pictures do not hurt our feelings. You would be surprised what we have in our email. So if you take a picture of it, you don't need to apologize. I'd rather see what it looked like in real life. That's absolutely really helpful.
Mm-hmm. And then what about questions you might ask during the appointment?
Like the questions that the client will need to answer. Definitely they'll need to know the diet. Hands down, I always would like to know what they are eating, whether it's wet or dry, the brand. Do they free feed? Are they getting, you know, specific meals? How long has this been going on? Again, as Dr. G mentioned, is it becoming more frequent? Are they seeing a change in the vomit? Whereas, you know, maybe it used to be food, but now it's just liquid. So there'll be a lot of questions more directed towards basically what could be causing the vomiting and then what the actual vomit itself looks like. So be prepared to kind of know the answers of what you've been feeding and how often it's been happening at home.
I'd say a couple other things is, are any other animals in the household having similar issues? And then do we have anything that the cats can get into or are they notorious for, like plants, objects? So just being mindful if we have a cat that likes to eat things.
Once I arrive with my cat to my appointment, what sort of things can I expect to see in the exam room with you and my cat? What sort of things can I expect you to ask me about or do? How is my cat going to react? Can you give us a little bit of insight on how that works?
Sure. For all vomiting, usually what happens is you go in the exam room, the doctor will ask you similar questions to what, you know, some of the previous ones that we discussed about diet and things like that, basically giving an overview of what's been going on at home. So we get a better idea of what's been happening in real time at your house. The biggest thing that you can expect is a thorough physical exam, assuming that the cat is not, you know, stressed or, you know, anything along those lines. But typically you really go and look through as many body systems as you can. So you listen to the heart and the lungs. You really try to palpate the abdomen, feel, you know, what's going on, take a weight, temperature, you know, those kind of things. But realistically, I would say that you're going to have to assume that there are probably going to be additional diagnostics that come after the physical exam, just simply because vomiting does have a lot of potential causes. But the doctor should be able to walk you through what their rule outs would be, like what they're thinking might be the underlying cause, and then walk you through what they plan on doing as the next step diagnostic-wise.
So cat owners will know that it is fairly common for their cat to vomit. Isn't that normal for cats?
So it is a myth that cats should vomit regularly.
Yeah, I agree. I think it has been perpetuated just over the years that it's normal for cats to vomit, but that's not actually true. They're not technically designed to vomit, just like you and I aren't designed to vomit. And so that definitely is a myth.
What is a normal amount of vomit for a cat?
So if you go to the continuing education classes, which we have to attend every year, they'll tell you no vomiting is normal vomiting. End of discussion. I mean, I do have multiple cats, so I've seen vomit. I don't get too excited about it on a regular basis. So I usually say it depends on the cat. So let's say you have a cat that never vomited its entire life and now all of a sudden is vomiting. That would be an abnormal amount of vomit. If you have a cat that, you know, vomited once a month and now is vomiting weekly, that's an abnormal amount of vomit. So a lot of times it depends on each individual cat and how things are changing. Like, is it becoming more frequent? Is it something you're seeing more often? And is it, you know, that's what makes us more concerned.
I generally tell clients, like Allison said, Dr. Bradbury said, that the change is really important. But a good rule of thumb is that if your cat vomits more than twice a month, I consider it abnormal.
As a follow-up question, if my cat is vomiting but otherwise seems normal, is that something I can just let go, or should I get them in to be seen?
Cats are a funny species that are a predator and a prey animal. We normally think about them hunting mice and stuff, but they're also the prey to many larger species. So part of the prey response is to hide illness to not make them a target for said predators.
And then I usually say at least let your veterinarian know. I mean, you should be going for annual visits, you know, once a year, but mention it to them. You can even call your veterinary clinic and mention that you are seeing vomit at home. Cats are really good at hiding illnesses, and so sometimes things that you think are completely normal may actually be something that the veterinary clinic would be concerned about.
So my cat vomits pretty much every day. Why does that happen? Am I doing something wrong?
Not necessarily, because it definitely could just be an underlying illness or something that's going on along those lines. I would say if it's happening daily, you really should talk to, you know, your veterinary clinic and get an appointment to have your cat, you know, examined. There's a lot of potential causes for that. And so that would be a concern for me. I would definitely want to see your cat.
One of the goals is prevention, or at least early detection for me. And therefore, if we're letting it worsen, there's a increasingly more likely chance that it is harder to treat or something along those lines. So if we can try to figure out what the issue is pretty soon, we'll better know how to treat it and have a better success rate at treating it.
That's definitely a good point. You should really try to be ahead of the game instead of behind it, because it's much easier to get things under control, like she said, if you are in the earlier stages of it versus trying to reverse anything that's already happened.
cat owners call us quite often to say that their pet is vomiting, and they quite often will mention all kinds of different colors and consistencies of the vomit. I'm going to ask you a few that are common that we hear, and I want you to tell me a little bit about what that color or type of vomit could mean for that patient, if that's okay.
Sure.
So the first one that we get quite often is that their cat is vomiting up a yellowish liquid. What does that signify normally?
Generally, yellow is often bile because there's nothing in the stomach, so they're vomiting bile. Obviously, it can also be food. Those are the two big categories, I would say.
So the texture difference there would be bile would be more of a liquid and food would be more of a
solid or, you know, smoothie consistency if it's more digested.
I agree.
Okay. What about if the vomit is foamy?
So if it's foamy, typically what most people think of is stomach acid. So it means that there's honestly nothing inside the stomach. So stomach acid is clear, and a lot of times when it actually comes out, it'll look like bubbles or like foam.
Okay. And if it's just a clear liquid?
Clear would be similar. So it could be stomach acid or it could just be water. So if you just have water sitting in the, a lot of people will say if they just drink water and it comes back up, that's all it looks like, is it looks like water came out.
Okay. What about green?
So green is similar to yellow. It can be bile. It can be possible digested plant matter. It can be food again. This is kind of a reiteration of why pictures can be really helpful, because it's actually seeing it versus having to have it described to us.
And then I think Dr. G has a rule of thumb on grass, like eating plant matter. Did you want to go over that?
Yeah, so eating plant matter. So a lot of times when cats eat plant matter, it gets scratchy and irritating to the inside of their stomach, so that causes them to vomit. Another cause from the green plant matter is a lot of the common toxicity per se is vomiting and diarrhea, but it's still a good thing to ask your veterinarian so they can ensure it's not a more seriously toxic plant.
Okay. And what about, and this seems to be the one where people really begin to be concerned, and understandably, what if it is tinged pink or red?
So I think of frank blood, so I think of bleeding somewhere. So we're concerned about, you know, a tear or something like that, and it should be addressed.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the term frank blood means?
So frank blood is like the blood that they would draw straight out of your veins, or what you think of when you see a crime scene where someone's been shot, rather than pink tinge is still concerning, however, not quite as concerning as it looks as we just vomited up blood.
Okay.
And then the other side of that is there is one more that I think we touched on earlier that definitely needs to go to the emergency room, and that is what looks like coffee grounds. So if it looks exactly how you imagine coffee grounds, black, kind of chunky, gritty looking, that is also digested blood, and that immediately needs to be seen.
As you well know, as cat owners, one of the things that cat owners deal with the most, vomit-wise, is hairballs. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason as to when they will vomit up a hairball. Can you talk to us a little bit about how that system works? What is a hairball? Why do they do it? What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, so I usually ask people, the classic hairball is a tube of hair. So I usually ask them, if you're seeing something like a bunch of liquid or food with little bits of hair in it, that is not technically a hairball. So that needs to be addressed, is kind of figure out, is it actively, you know, a real tube of hair or not? I usually think of the fact that cats should be able to pass hairballs. Now that being said, the cats with a lot of hair, I don't get too excited if they do pass up hairballs. What are your thoughts on it?
I think a lot of cat owners see normal being vomit without a hairball and are just like, oh, it's hairballs.
I think they have a hairball, right?
And so, because they think cats puke all the time. So I agree with Dr. B, and it's a tube. It's almost similar size to me in shape as a log of feces that you would see. And so you should be seeing an actual tubular thing of hair, not some floaties in there.
Yeah. And usually what that means is that it got clogged. So I usually think of it as kind of like a clogged toilet. So if the hair goes down and it can't continue to pass all the way through the GI tract, then it comes back up. Ideally, in a normal world, the cat should be able to digest some of the hair or at least pass it through in the feces and not, you know, vomit up hairballs. But if your cat has a lot of hair or has, you know, very thick, long hair, then some hairballs are probably considered normal.
I have a follow-up question. What are some basic things if your cat is vomiting hairballs on a regular, on a more than normal basis as they feel? Is there anything they can do at home to help with that?
Yeah, a lot of people will try. There are actual hairball remedy. Basically, it's just gel. So it's petroleum jelly, some sort of, you know, gel-based product that either has a flavoring or not. And basically what it does is it lubricates the hair and allows it to break up. So now, that being said, if you do actually treat with some of those products, because all of them are over the counter, and you do not see improvement in the hairballs, then that is a cause where you should go and talk to your veterinarian, because there might be something else going on.
I would imagine reducing the hair coming off of the cat is also
I was just
a good
about
idea.
To say so, a lion cut. Mm-hmm. Increased brushing can help, but I've personally found that there is an endless supply of fur to come off. So no matter how much you get off and how much you brush, there's still going to be some. One of my personal cats is a short-haired that has hairball issues. And so people a lot of times don't think of giving a haircut to a short-haired cat. So it's definitely something that can help.
Okay. So let's get into a little bit about the different textures of cat vomit, which I know is going to be entertaining for everyone. So the first one I want to talk about is what if my cat is vomiting undigested food, if they have just eaten and vomited a few minutes afterwards, what does that normally mean? What does that look like? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. The technical term is regurge. So there is a difference between regurgitation and actual vomiting. So regurgitation means that it does not involve the abdomen, like the contractions that you think of that physically, you know, cause vomiting. So regurge usually means that it is exactly what she said, is it comes directly after eating pretty shortly. A lot of times it'll actually look like a tube, like exactly what comes out of the esophagus. It'll be completely undigested, looking pretty much the way that it went in. Most of the cats will be completely unaffected right after it happens, meaning that they can go right back to eating, go back to, you know, acting normally. They don't have any side effects afterwards. You really kind of have to decide, is it active regurge or is it vomiting? And so a lot of times that's where your veterinarian comes in to kind of decide which one it is, because regurge does have a different treatment plan than vomiting does.
What is it? Is it better? Do I have to worry about this?
You should at least discuss it with your veterinarian. Regurge may be easier to treat because some of these cats are the classic quote-unquote scarf and barf, which means that they either eat too fast or they are competing for food, so that they genuinely eat too much, eat too quickly, produce it back up again, and then could easily go back for seconds. So some of these cats that are absolutely regurge cats, we come up with a treatment plan of smaller meals or maybe a different diet that's easier for them to digest, separating the cats so that they don't feel like they're competing in their environment for food. So that it definitely just has a different treatment plan than vomiting would.
Is there any underlying disease?
There can be a number of diseases. Sometimes more testing is needed or maybe some imaging, but it definitely kind of pushes our brains in a different direction if we can distinguish between that regurgitation and true vomitus.
If a cat is vomiting, is it possible that it's just the result of a poor diet or a diet that is just inappropriate for that life stage? Can I just change the diet to something else, buy something else at the grocery store, try another flavor to see if that helps the vomiting?
So I would generally say no. That one, changing any diet abruptly can cause the symptom that we're trying to avoid. I'd also say that the majority of our commercial cat diets are adequately formulated really for the adult life stages. So I would not expect a geriatric cat to begin vomiting just because they're on food for a 1 to 7 year old. if it is a true adverse reaction to the food, a lot of times what we prescribe them is a prescription diet, which is a specific diet that should be helpful, but that is something that your veterinarian would need to prescribe, and that I would say that switching foods to try to help the vomiting often just ends up with you out more money because we were trying a bunch of different diets.
Okay. Sometimes, yeah, it can definitely make it worse as well.
Yeah. And what about in older cats? So cats older than, say, 10 or 11 years old, is vomiting going to be a bigger factor for them? Is it more important than for kittens or for just adult stage cats?
Absolutely. The older a cat gets, the more concerned I do get about vomiting. So definitely 10 years and above, I start thinking of all of the I call them the big offenders. So things like the early stages of kidney disease, thyroid, diabetes, inflammatory bowel. Those are when you're going to start to really see those be the underlying cause of vomiting. So at an annual, or if, like we had said earlier, if you're seeing those, you know, changes, this is the time that you really want to mention it to your vet.
I describe it sometimes kind of like an iceberg. Like, we see that tip, but there's a lot of times a lot of stuff going on underneath. Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned previously, the quicker we can get on something, the better. So we don't want to let it fester and worsen if we're able to.
Okay.
How many different illnesses manifest themselves with vomiting?
If you look through the textbook of cats, pretty much all of them. I bet you, I always tell clients this, it's a joke, but if you look up fracture, like you break your leg, they'll probably put vomiting down for a cat. So there's a lot. But a veterinarian can usually start to kind of whittle down them to the more likely causes and go from there. But there are quite a few.
So we've talked about adult cats. What about kittens? What about like various ages of kittens? When they vomit, is that the same process of elimination as to color and texture for vomit, or are there specific concerns just for kittens?
One of the number one things for kittens is parasites. Basically, all cats are born with parasites, which is one of the reasons we regularly deworm them. But you can see patients that actually vomit up worms as well if they have a really high worm burden. So we definitely want to get those guys in, make sure that they see what kind of parasite it is so we can adequately treat it and just ensure that the infection's cleared. The other big one, I think, with kittens is they like to get into stuff. A lot of new time cat owners think of cats and string can be really bad for cats. They can get foreign bodies. And so just like you have to puppy proof your house, sometimes you have to kitty proof your house too.
Mm-hmm. The big thing I think about when I think of kittens is don't sit on it. If your kitten is vomiting, they are so much smaller than an adult-sized cat that you really should not wait to see if it resolves on its own. So if it's happening longer than a day, you really should call your vet.
Agreed. The parasites and things like that can be life-threatening, but if there are some things, some diseases or some conditions that could be very quickly deadly.
So the essential word is, when in doubt, call your vet.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Well, thank you both for being with us today to talk about this. Do you have any final points that you would like our listeners to take away from what we've learned today about the way that cats vomit, why they vomit, what that vomit may be like? Do you have any advice just for them to take with them?
I usually say, just don't assume it's normal. It's better to just mention it. It's better to, you know, talk to your veterinarian, even your veterinary clinic about it, to make sure that it's not something that really should be addressed. Again, we mentioned earlier the myth that cats just vomit, and it's just simply not true. I mean, they're not really designed to do it. So, at least mention it at annuals or call if you're seeing changes at home so it can be addressed.
The thing that I was going to say is, like we said, a physical exam is essential, but for the most part, just expect to most likely run diagnostic testing to better find out the reason for the vomiting. It may not be necessary from your veterinarian, but I would say in general, some sort of diagnostic test is necessary to better look up the cause.
So I want to thank you both for having a sit down with me today to talk about the way that cats vomit, the kaleidoscope of vomit of cats. I know that we all had a good time with that. I'm looking forward to the next topic with both of you. Thanks for having us.
Hopefully it's poop.
Wonderful.
It probably will be poop.